Middleton guarded by Butler down there. Dudley up top. Oh, Bennett's got a clean catch. And a goal! Milwaukee wins it! And Jared Bayless sprung free under the basket.
Dudley beat. In for Jennings. Three. He's got it! Brandon Jennings! Brandon Jennings on opening night of three with 7/10 on the inbound play. They'll go home happy in Milwaukee tonight.
Thomas backs him down. Giannis into the lane. Giannis spinning. Fading shot up.
Gone for Giannis at the buzzer! Bucks win it at the Garden!
What's going on, Bucks fans? Welcome to the Bucks Trilogy Podcast presented by the Wisconsin Sports Trilogy. I am Tyler. I am going solo here on this Bucks podcast today, not joined by the Vanilla Gorilla and Trevor, aka Sunshine Bender. It's been a while since we've done a Bucks podcast, so I am just going ahead and winging it here by myself. So gonna do my best to hold down the fort without the guys here, but I kind of want to take a premises on this podcast to really focus more so on this last weekend's game. So thinking Friday and Saturday against the Jazz and the Cavs. But I am going to do just a little recap leading up until that point, because you haven't heard from us since Giannis signed his extension. So we'll apologize for the delay in podcasts, but we're back here, getting back in the groove of things. But to start the year off, the Bucks were, 2-3 with a mainly newly shaped roster. I mean, they got to this 2-3 mark by that opening day loss by the Celtics, which was really kind of a mixed bag of results that game in general. I mean, they started off pretty decent in the first quarter, then they get outscored by 8 in the second, outscored by 12 in the third, and next thing you know, they're down 17 entering the fourth quarter, and eventually only lose by 1 point. So, you know, it was opening night. You would have liked seeing the Bucks get a win, but you didn't look too far into it. Cause then game two on Christmas, they go beat up on the Warriors. Then a couple days after Christmas, just get absolutely blown out by the Knicks, who shot the lights out, lost by 20 there. That was embarrassing. And then they come back against the Heat, granted without Jimmy Butler, and put up a franchise record 29 three-pointers. So just absolutely insane. And then they play the Heat again the very next game, very next day even, and they're just cruising along and all of a sudden just fall apart in the fourth quarter and end up dropping that game 119-108. So that's how they got to 2-3. After that point, they strung together a three-game winning streak against some teams that you hope you beat, the Bulls and then the Pistons twice. And then that brings us up until this weekend's game, in which we split going 1-1, a loss against the Jazz, and then a win against the Cavs. So I guess we'll start with the Jazz, because that game did occur first, and that was on Friday. And unfortunately for the Bucks, they let the Jazz come ahead with their franchise record in three-pointers made, in which was 25, as the Bucks lost 131-118. So before we get into all the threes, it was a really big night for Giannis and Middleton. Giannis finishes with 35 points, Middleton with 31 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. Unfortunately, Giannis did take a pretty hard fall in the third quarter, which would eventually keep him out for the next game against the Cavs that we'll recap after this one. But Giannis was going to town, and that's kind of been a theme throughout a lot of these games so far, especially early on. He's had a couple games with just monster first halves and first quarters, even in itself. So Giannis is putting in a lot of work early, which is really good to see, because then as he gets some rest, it allows those guys like Middleton to kind of run the show. Drew, even to a little bit extent here, we're seeing him take over. And man, Drew has just got some nasty finishes inside. Really good with the left hand, gets really creative around the rim. I mean, he doesn't look, he's not like a guy that just blows by defenders, but he's just so crafty and he makes it look almost effortless at times. So some really cool stuff to see out of there in Drew Holiday. But unfortunately, like I said, for the Bucks, they end up dropping this game to the Jazz. And a big part of it was the fact that to start the fourth quarter off, they didn't score a field goal until there was 6:47 left in the fourth. So by that point, Utah had scored the first 12 points. They were up 116-96, and the Bucks had just kind of dug themselves a hole that they were not going to get out of. So when you factor in that and plus all the threes Utah made, yeah, you're sitting in a pretty bad position there. So let's break it down. Bucks Film Room tweeted out how the Jazz got a majority of their three-pointers in this game. And so, like I said, there's 25 made in total here, and they have 21 of them accounted for here. So 9 of them came off kick to the open shooter after drawing help in the paint. 6 of them came off three-point shot pick and rolls, and then 6 came off transition threes. So obviously 4 of them missing there, which did not fit that category. But I mean, when you think about it, these are like the main three categories on how you're going to get three-point buckets, right? So if you're the Bucks, like transition threes, that should be controllable to an extent, right? Like obviously sometimes the ball is going to bounce off the rim awkwardly and you're not going to get guys back, but it's hustle, right? Like get your ass back to the basket and pick up your guy and defend. So the Bucks are obviously a fairly decent transition team in themselves, so they should know all about that. So whether it was guys crashing the boards too much, which I don't think it really was in this game, I think it was just more so laziness on the transition defense side of things. So like that should, to an extent, like I said, be preventable. Like 6 is unexcusable. Now you take a look at the other two here. Get into the paint, draw help, kick out to the open shooter, and then three-point shots off pick and roll. Now we know this Bucks defense with its drop cut or drop scheme, they're very susceptible to giving up wide open threes off the pick and roll. We've seen it so many times. So, you know, I think the Bucks are kind of at a point where they're like, yeah, I guess we're, you know, if you're going to give up something, that's what it's going to be. I mean, Bud isn't going to change unless if he comes up with a magic formula. I've seen some things out there on Twitter saying, okay, if you have a pick and roll situation with two guards, have them switch every time. Yeah, I like that. Unfortunately, pick and rolls are normally with a small and a big, which makes, you know, I don't see Bud doing that, even though I think compared to years previous, we do have the personnel that should be able to do that a little bit easier and maybe find a little bit more success. But Bud just does not do that. So, you know, and then you look at the last category, which in this game, they gave up the most three-pointers was just the Jazz getting into the paint and finding the open shooter. Like, you got to play good defense. You got to keep your guy in front of you. You have to make your guy beat you one-on-one. So, obviously, help defense. You think, like, Giannis should be the primary guy. He always likes to be that rover, as we call it. But you can't have other guys leaving these shooters wide open. I mean, you just kind of have to know your scouting report, and the Bucks did not do a good job with it, unfortunately, in this game. Because, I mean, you take a look at where all their threes came from. You got Royce O'Neal, a power forward shooting three. He had 6 threes himself. Bojan Bogdanovic had 4. Mike Conley had 5. Donovan Mitchell had 4. And then Clarkson had 5 as well. So, I mean, it was the same guys beating you primarily the whole time. The only other guy to make a three-pointer is, I don't even know who that is, Nang. So it literally came from the same 4 people. So know your scouting report, defense. Like that's just inexcusable, I think, in my sense. So this really should have been preventable, I think, from a Bucks standpoint, especially in this game. Now we want to switch games. Let's switch to a positive side here. We have the Cavs, which was a game on Saturday night. No Giannis, so the Bucks just crack 100 points. Unfortunately, or fortunately, the Cavs only scored 90. So the Cavs came in actually with the best or the highest rated defense in the league, and you really could see it. I mean, they changed up the looks all the time. They'd go to zone, they go to three-quarter court press, they'd play man. They really kept the Bucks just, you know, kind of guessing and slightly out of rhythm. And you know, the Bucks, they had a chance to really open up this game in the second and third quarters, and unfortunately a scoring drought allowed the Cavs to come storming back. But then thankfully Chris Middleton was exceptional in this game, put up 27 points, 10 of 16 shooting, 3 of 6 from downtown, did a really good job distributing the ball, 6 assists. So I think that's a really huge improvement from what we've seen out of Middleton in the past. Like in games like this where Giannis is out, it's like, all right, Middleton, go to work. You think, okay, he's going to be our scorer. How many points is he going to go off for? But he did a really good job of just finding and trusting his teammates, much like Giannis has had to learn how to do. So I think that's a very big step forward for Chris Middleton going forward. Bobby Underdog Portis had a great game, 17 points. Most of these came in the first quarter. I think he had like the Bucks' first 12 points or 12 of 14 all came by him. I mean, he came ready to play, finished his night 7 of 11 shooting, 11 rebounds. Drew Holiday sprinkled in 15 points here. Didn't shoot the ball except they're very well, 5 of 12 on the night. Dante DiVincenzo struggled most of the game, 3 of 10 shooting. I don't think he got his first field goal till the fourth quarter, 3 of 8 from downtown. Dante has been pretty good this year, especially from the three-point line, but he is starting to cool down a little bit now. We obviously did not expect him to keep shooting at the clip he was throughout the first little bit of the season here, so it'll be interesting to see kind of where his mean falls as we keep progressing. DJ Wilson came off the bench, first time we saw him in quite a while, put in 12 points against the Cavs as well. 5 of 9 shooting, 2 of 3 overall, pretty efficient. Thanasis continues to get minutes for whatever reason, not really sure. He didn't even take a single shot all game. He passed up on a couple of them, and really, like, I feel like his minutes are best served somewhere else at this time. Like, he's not being a very productive player out there. Like, Jordan Nwora didn't even play against the Cavs. And I have loved what I've seen out of Nwora so far. That man can shoot the ball. He's gotten some sprinkled in minutes, like, in not just garbage time, like, productive game time minutes. And, you know, he's shown the ability to hit some nice step back threes, hit transition threes. He's tall, lengthy. He can be disruptive on the defensive end, which, as a rookie, hey, That's how you're going to earn your playing time. So I want to see him keep doing that, earn some minutes from Bud here, because I think we actually have something pretty special there in Jordan Nwora. But fortunately, he did not play against the Cavs. But the Bucks do get a win, advance to 6-4 now on the season. So, you know, it's not the greatest, but I mean, I think like the best teams in the East right now have, what, 7 wins? There's nobody kind of really dominating per se. It's been a strange start to the year. I mean, teams are still trying to remember how to travel and deal with all that. You obviously have lots of COVID issues going on. The Sixers played with like 7 guys the other night, so it's going to be a strange season like that without fans in the stands. You know, we knew this going in, and we also kind of knew, like, hey, you know, the regular season isn't as important to us anyway. We want to see us do well in the postseason, and, you know, our starters are going to play the majority of the minutes there anyway. So I think it's good. The Bucks right now, they're taking care of the teams that they should have, with the exception of the Knicks there. I mean, you split with the Heat, you're okay with that. A loss to the Jazz, that doesn't bother me, even though it should have been a closer game than what it was. But they've got some games here coming up. They got the Magic on Monday, and then the Pistons again. Like, those are winnable games. And then you run into the Mavs and the Nets as we look towards the later end of this week into next week. So and then the Lakers after that. So, you know, at this point, the Bucks just, you know, keep beating the teams you're supposed to, and eventually they're going to get hot. They're going to keep putting together, you know, these three-game winning streaks at a time. I don't know if they'll put together, you know, a 10-plus like we've seen in years past. I mean, it doesn't matter. I just like to see us continue to play well. I love what I'm seeing out of Jrue Holiday. He, so far this year with us, I mean, he's averaging 15 points, 5 assists on the year so far, and he's been a very, very disruptive player on defense, and it's really contagious. I mean, you see Dante kind of do the same thing, tipping passes, making things happen, and then Chris Middleton has stepped up, especially from a scoring and assisting standpoint. As like I mentioned too, he's at 22 points per game right now, just under 6 assists. So, like I said, him excelling in this assist category is going to be huge going forward, because hopefully, as you know, we start to see like Thanasis not get minutes, we see Forbes get some more, Noir get some more minutes. Those are good shooters who are going to capitalize on those assists. So that's kind of the season in a nutshell right now. As I mentioned, we have the Magic, Pistons, and then Mavs this week. So 3 games. We will look to get a podcast out here at some point before next week, because that's a lot of games to cover. So we'll do a better job of staying up to date here. Let us know what your early season thoughts are on the Bucks season. And stay tuned to the Trilogy podcast. You can find the podcast on Twitter at Trilogy_pod. I am at Tyler Kurth. And look for more of our Bucks content. Thank you, Bucks fans.